from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Shmini, the dual-purpose temple. I'd like to show how the temple, Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, Moshe, had two purposes. But first, some questions. The name of this Parsha is Parshat Shmini, the eighth day. It was on the eighth day, told to bring certain sacrifices. The question is, what do you mean the eighth day? It says in Shemot, it says in last week's Parsha, that there are a seven-day commemoration, dedication, miluim, installment, Chanukah, dedication period. 7 days. What do you mean on the eighth day? There is no eighth day. Eighth day is just the beginning of the rest of life. There are 7 days that are significant. All of a sudden we find out, no, on the eighth day there are special sacrifices that have to be brought. Very strange. Number two, why an egel? Egel ben bakar. And that's Aaron brings an egel, and the Jews bring an egel. Egel reminds us of the egel azahav. Why suddenly the egel? 7 days we didn't have an egel. What's the business of the egel? And finally, why did he die? Why did Nadav and Avihu die on this particular day? What happened? All right, so they brought the incense. They should have brought it somewhere else. They shouldn't have brought it altogether. They should have asked. They should have, could have, etc. But they had to die in the middle of the ceremony? What's going on? So, as to the first question, what's the difference between the 7 days and the eighth day? 7 days are very much about sacrifices. In order to inaugurate the temple, to bring sacrifices in them, you have to have people who've been inaugurated, they've been dedicated, they've been practicing. 7 days, they brought the different offerings, and they bring the daily offering every day, and they've been inaugurated, they've sprinkled blood on their toes and their thumbs, and they've been dedicated for what? For the service. What do you think a Kohen does? He brings services, brings sacrifices. But there's a second purpose to the temple. It's a dual-purpose temple. The second purpose of the temple is not to bring sacrifices, but rather to experience the presence and the glory of God. The eighth day, he says, do all this. Why? He says, ki hayom Hashem nirah lechem. Moshe says, you know why you should bring these offerings on the eighth day? Because today God is appearing to you. One is to bring sacrifice. 7 days they brought sacrifices. They did a great job. They're ready to bring sacrifices. And they brought them. But on the eighth day, we prepare for that second purpose of the temple, namely, to have God appear to them. In fact, we find this at the end of Shemot. We have the various the items of the temple are done, and they're made, and they're brought, and they put the altar over here, and they put the laver over there, and they did everything. And then what does it say at the very end of the book of Exodus? Ayachasen anadim olmoid. The cloud covered it, covered this tent. Chavod Hashem alei tamishkan. The glory of God appeared there. Moshe couldn't come in. It guides them through the desert. Or look in the Rambam. As the Rambam begins to describe the Beis HaMikdash, in the beginning of the laws of Beis HaBachira, he says it's a place that makrivim bo hakorbanos, that yes, we bring sacrifices there. That's what a temple is. And also, chogi elav gimel panim bashana. We celebrate there 3 times a year. And I'd like to suggest that it's not just a place where you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the 3 pilgrimage festivals, but it's a place where the Jews are seen and go to see God. Yira yira, they go to see and see, be seen by God 3 times a year. It's a spiritual experience. At Pnei Hashem, there's a face-to-face encounter with God 3 times a year in this very place. It's not just a place where you bring sacrifices. It's a place where you have an encounter with God 3 times a year. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Every Jew has an encounter with God in this Beis HaMikdash. Now, why an egel? So Ramban says, well, maybe there were supposed to be 7 days of dedication. That was the original plan. And after the eagle, the golden calf, the sin was committed, he said, well, you can have 7 days of dedication, but that's not going to cut it. You have to have an additional day of atonement for the golden calf, and that we do through a golden calf, through a calf. The Aaron has to bring a calf for his role in the golden calf, and the Jews have to bring a calf for their role in the golden calf. Only then can they proceed. Why were Nadav and Avihu, why did they die during this particular event? So here we turn to the words of Chanoch Waxman, a great Rebbe, my children at the Shivat Har Tzion. And he says, they had to die because they committed a particularly egregious sin. Why is that? You see, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, they needed 7 days of a dedication. Good. But now that there was a golden calf, they needed to atone for the golden calf as well. What was the golden calf? Says Rabbi Waxman, I'll tell you what the golden calf. Golden calf was an idea that we had some sort of a technology through which we could bring God into our midst. What's the technology called? A golden calf. You have the golden calf, and through the golden calf, we'd be like a channel for God. Come not around for you, and they say, look, you know, we have the whole temple here, but we need that incense to channel the forces and bring the presence of God. So since it was a sin directly related to the golden calf, it was particularly egregious. It sort of ruined the whole spirit of the day that we've atoned for the golden calf. No, they again have this new idea, an idea that's not commanded in the Torah of how to bring divine presence. No, we're all about bringing divine presence through the commandments of the Torah. And they were trying to create a new idea that somehow a new technology, a new mechanism to bring divine presence. And that's why, says Rabbi Waxman, it was particularly egregious. This idea that the temple has two purposes. One, to bring sacrifice. Yes, perhaps to atone for the golden calf. And the other, to bring the divine presence, is exemplified by different sections of the temple. The Holy Temple. You have the Ark. The Ark really, except for a few sprinklings a year, it really has nothing to do with sacrifices. It has to do with divine presence. That's where the divine presence comes to speak to Moshe. The rest of the sanctuary, including the inner sanctuary with the menorah, the shulchan, the table, the incense altar, the mizbach hazahav, the golden altar, certainly the outside altar, are all about offerings of various sorts, whether it's a menorah offering, or whether it's a bread offering, or whether it's an incense offering, or whether it's a sacrificial offering. It's about offerings. But the Holy of Holies is about the divine presence that comes to rest with them. Even the incense altar, this is about a divine presence that comes with them. That's why maybe in Parshat Tetzaveh, the golden incense altar is separated from the other parts of the sanctuary, because it's about divine presence. It's not about the sacrifices per se. So we have this dual altar. Why were there 7 days? And then, no, there's supposed to be 8 days. It was an afterthought after the golden calf. Why is there an egel? Because they have to atone for the sin of the golden calf. Why would Nadav and Avihu pass away? Because on this very day, we were trying to bring the presence of God through the commandments of God. He told them, this is what God commanded. And then they did something that wasn't commanded. That's not how we bring divine presence. We bring it through the commandments. Through by listening to God. Shemoa mizevach tov. It's better to listen to God than to bring an offering. Don't bring me your new technologies and your new patents and new tricks of how to bring divine presence. Divine presence comes through the adherence to God and the Torah itself. And finally, there's a dual purpose. The Mishkan is there to bring sacrifice, to atone, and the Mishkan is there. Yirah lechem kvod Hashem, that God's presence should appear among us. That we can have a connection with God, not just to atone, but to have to go beyond atonement to the realm of a closer connection with God. This comes through what? Through adherence to the commandments. We believe that through the adherence to the commandments, we can restore Sinai, where we had indeed the divine presence. The Mishkan, as Ramban says, is to mimic the Sinaitic experience every day that there is a place where God will appear to you. And you know how? Through the observance of the commandments. The sacrifices themselves are commandments. And it's through punctilious observance of those things that we merit to bring the divine presence. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thank you, for each one of you, for joining us here today at the Angie's Fire Breath Elimeth Congregation. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.